Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Who is Jeff Hardy taking on at Lockdown? What did The Rock show us at the end of Raw? And which former world champion was arrested? All this and much, much more in this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So John Cena had an affair with a porn star while he was married. Allegedly.
Allegedly. All right. And this is actually news that broke last week, but we wanted to wait till we heard a little bit more. She did have the WWE title with her, but I'm sure lots of fans, you know, have their picture taken with the WWE title. So we don't know, but it would be kind of interesting if John Cena turned out to be the Tiger Woods of the WWE.
You know, that wouldn't surprise me, though, because if, you know, he's in that much power, but he's also gone all the time. It could be, but the way it looks, she did come out, and it was actually on, even TMZ picked this up. They said that she actually stated that it's not true. She's never met him, like all the stuff. So who knows if it's true, but we thought it was actually something really interesting. Something that we didn't even touch on last week was the fact that the Olympic Committee, no more wrestling. That's something that surprised me as well.
Anyway, so Jesse Sorensen is doing a lot better. I don't know if you saw the picture or not, Andy.
I haven't seen anything about this.
But he is doing a lot better. He took a picture of, you know, the gym picture with him holding his shirt up. He looks in really good shape, and I really hope that he is able to make a return. It's actually a really good story. You know, it was unfortunate what happened. You know, Zema Ion, you know, hit him, and it hurt him. And Zema was, you know, upset about the whole thing. It did help launch his career. So, you know, you got to take a look at least the positive side of things. Jesse is able to walk again. He's able to move. We don't know if he's actually going to be in wrestling shape or not, but if he is, you know, expect him to make his way back to TNA and, you know, more power to him.
It'd also be cool to see him at Lockdown, too, if he all of a sudden magically appears. But, yeah. Anyway, so Bully Ray may have a partial quad tear, allegedly. We're thinking this is more storyline. A lot of people have said already that this may not be true, but what are your thoughts on this, Aaron?
Yeah, TNA's doing a pretty good job of blurring that line, and I kind of like that because I originally was like, oh, wow, Bully Ray's got a partial quad tear, and then I saw things that were saying the opposite, and I was like, oh, well, that's kind of interesting. You know, that's why you can't always believe the dirt sheets.
Two best quad tears ever. Name them.
Kevin Nash and Triple H.
Oh, you know what? We'd have to throw a third one in there. Vince McMahon ripping both of them. Do you remember that? He tried to slide in the ring, ripped it, stayed in character, did not sell the fact that he ripped both of his quads at Royal Rumble, goes to the back, and then is crying like a little girl because, I'm sorry, I would have probably done the same thing. So, yeah, I forgot about the Triple H thing. I completely forgot about it. So this is kind of a developing story still. This happened a couple nights ago. Jack Swagger was arrested for a DUI, driving under the influence, and for marijuana possession. Mm-hmm. Now, did they say that this is the only thing I've not found out? And it's hard. Was he actually drinking or was he under the influence?
See, that's the thing.
Because I know different states, it's DWI, driving while intoxicated or driving under the influence. But it doesn't say if he was alcohol. That's the one thing I couldn't find. Because he said that he left the SmackDown event, and that's when he got busted.
Either way, he was impaired. You know, that's the biggest thing. So, first of all, you know, Lance Storm said it best. He said it's stupid and idiotic to drive under the influence. And totally agree with him. The one thing is, though, if this is going to hurt him in the long run, Mm-hmm. We know that he has this big push coming up, and this actually kind of leads into WWE programming for this week. You know, we found out at Elimination Chamber, he's the new number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship. And then 3 nights after he gets that, he gets a DUI and he gets possession of marijuana. And Vince is not a drug guy anymore. You know, now he's very much against it. And so this is something that could really hurt him. Getting the DUI is one thing. That's something he can probably fight off. The marijuana possession, though, you never know. I mean, it, depending on which state he's in, is going to depend big time.
Well, if it's So they are not a medical marijuana state. Mm-hmm. So he's going to get hurt by this. But they also didn't state how much it was. And the tickets he got was for driving under the influence and also for marijuana possession. Now, as I found, I've doing research and also talking to someone about it, it turns out that usually when you get a driving under the influence, you get two tickets, one for driving under the influence and one over 0.08. He just got the two. So I'm wondering if it was that he just decided to roll a J and was speeding and then it gets busted because it was after a SmackDown event. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, most wrestlers, if they're going to do it, they wait till they get to their hotel room and then they get it and then they do it there. Why, you know, why bring it to the event?
Why chance it? You know,
there's no reason to do that. And, you know, this may hurt him because he is the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship. But the thing about this is, remember what happened to Alex Riley? He gets the DUI down in Florida and he was getting pushed and everyone started liking him. And then all of a sudden he gets hurt and he's never been brought back. So he's just down at NXT now, which I enjoy watching, by the way. It's a great show. But that's the thing. So he's stuck down at NXT. Jack Swagger won't go to NXT. They would just probably bury him or terminate him.
I would imagine they'd bury him. He was in the biggest push of his life, too. You know, they brought out Zeb Coulter. You know, they've been playing that angle. So I can't wait to find out what happens next week on Raw. Not because I'm excited because of what happened this week on Raw and SmackDown, but because of what happened outside of Raw and SmackDown makes me excited to find out what's going to happen. Because he could potentially lose his number one title. They could have him take on somebody else for the number one contendership. That could happen.
And it could be that he takes it on against, you know, it could be Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
So then Dolph can actually potentially, halfway through the match, decide that he wants to get disqualified against Del Rio, beat the crap out of him, beat up Rico, as I call him. And speaking of Rico, by the way, he's now driving cars in Las Vegas. but anyways, I could see him beating him up as well, or Big E beating him up, and then says, I'm cashing it in. 1, 2, 3, champion at WrestleMania. It could happen.
So, bigger news of the week, Andy. R-Truth made his triumphant return.
Yep. And this
Are you glad to see him back?
Yeah, and the thing is, he got cut at TLC. And the thing is, he could have came back a week later. But they wanted him to have it fully healed, as in no scar, nothing. Is that a smart move on the WWE?
I think so, yeah. You know, you gave him, what, 2 months off?
And yeah. And you know what the thing is? Now he's fresh. Now he's like, oh gosh, there's R-Truth. You know, he's back into your minds. That's why I like how certain other organizations do this, especially in Japan, how they have seasons. This, to me, is almost a season thing for him. He can come back for like 3 or 4 months, take a month off, and then come back, and he's still fresh. That's something they need to do with wrestlers, so then the wrestlers don't get burned out by working, you know, 4 times a week at a show, and then also the promotional work they do as well. So but anyways, you know, getting back to the fact that R-Truth is back, I'm excited. It's nice to see him back. I'm just waiting for Christian to come back, and he can come back at any moment.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, so Kane and Daniel Bryan are going to continue their feud. Does this mean that Team Hell No is done?
They still got the titles.
Well, they do.
They still got them.
But what if Kane decides that his anger's too much and he decides to walk away from Daniel Bryan at a tag match, and then they drop it to, we'll just say, the Usos?
Oh, God. Way to devalue the titles.
Or, I'm sorry, well, Road Scholars, because, you know, it's the Road Scholars reunion tour now.
I know. They announced, by the way, these guys are broken up, but they're going to do it one more time. Oh, man, you know, because they're as big as the Dudleys or the Hardys, you know. This is a tag team that everybody wants to see.
But the thing is this smart? Because when they broke up, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. It had something perfect for each of them. They could be attacked. You know, that's why I like Rhodes Scholars. I like the fact that he also brought out T-shirts at a house show with the reunion tour, which I thought was great. Great thing they could have done. And I'm kind of digging. I'm digging the fact that they came back. I just want them to be together as a tag team. You know, let it run its course. You know, give them like 3 or 4 months to see what happens.
Yeah, you know, and you could drop the titles to them. Kane and Bryan will then take each other on at WrestleMania. You know, that's the way I would do it.
Now, will it last longer than 13 seconds?
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm still upset about that with Daniel Bryan. You don't put your champion first match of the night and then have him lose with a bro kick when he was with AJ Lee.
Well, on top of that, too, I guess I'm going to do a bigger discussion of, is the World Heavyweight Championship a real main title or is it a fake one?
Truthfully anymore, I think they've devalued it. Nothing against Del Rio, nothing against him at all, but I think that it's been devalued since he's got it. And the fact that they're pushing the WWE title more and more and more, you know, that's just one of those things. But the thing is, I want that title still around. It's nostalgic. And you have to have that title around. They own it. You know, own it. You know, that's how I look at it. So CM Punk versus John Cena is scheduled for next week. Now, do you know why they decided to do this?
Because it's actually smart booking. Because it's telling you, hey, by the way, guys, if you want to see this match, this big match, which has been pay-per-view quality match, you have to see it. You have to tune in next week. You have a week's worth of hype.
Now, here's how I look at it. This could be setting up Undertaker coming back. And I think this will be decided Monday. I don't think Taker knows if he's going to come back or if he's even going to attempt to. But realistically, I don't think he should come back. I think he had his last match. Call it. That's how I look at it. I think that's what this is setting up, because if CM Punk wins, then you know that you basically know that Undertaker's not wrestling. But if John Cena does win, I think it'll be because Taker comes back. And I think that's why they did this. And also because it's smart booking. And one thing also that Rock unveiled, and we talked about this a long time ago when the first pictures were shown of the new WWE title, and The Rock unveiled it. And I got to tell you, when I first saw it, I hate it.
So it sounds like you might have changed your tone.
Here's how I look at it. I am a nameplate person. I think every title and tag team, that's the one where I'm not sure about still. Tag team is the one where I don't know if it needs a nameplate or like a TV championship. I don't think it needs a nameplate. If it does, you know, okay, whatever. But I look at the World Heavyweight Championship and I see a WWE logo. I see the bling on it, and I didn't realize, dude, there's tons of diamonds in it. The rubies are the scribbling that they have underneath the WWE logo. Those are rubies. So yeah, that title is worth a lot of money. I mean, I don't know I'm not a jeweler or anything, but I'm assuming the title is they probably put almost $40,000, if not more, dollars in just jewelry in that thing. Here's why I didn't like it at first, because when it was unveiled, it showed the Bronco Bull on each side of the plates. The Bronco Bull.
The Bronco Bull?
Is that what
you've been? The Brahma Bull.
Brahma Bull. Whatever.
You've been hanging out in Denver too long.
Yes, I have. The Brahma Bull, okay. The horns on each one. And I didn't like it. I was like, that's not. Why would you do that? You ruined a title. You're basically saying that Rock is going to be on that title. And then you said something to me the next day. You're like, well, those are removable. I'm like, I don't like it. Then you sent me a picture. And I kind of dug it then. It was a picture showing yes, yes on each one of those logos on the plates on the sides of them, and I started thinking about it more and more. I was like, you could have John Cena have those on there, and you could put spinners on them if you really wanted to. I hope they don't do that. Let me get this out. They don't do that. But then CM Punk could put best in the world, best in on one, and then the world on the other, or best in the world on both of them. And I was like, okay. So more and more, and then I started thinking about it. I was like, you know what? You could almost have your face on one of those plates as well, because they're customizable. And I was like, okay, now I'm kind of digging it. I still think that that is a cool aspect, but I still think they should have a nameplate on it. That's my big thing. I don't know, dude, like something, because then I think the title means something because your name's on that title. That's how I look at it. And yeah, it's gimmicky and I kind of like it more, but and it's growing on me. But then I still look at the fact that person's name's not on it. I wish they would have. And it's a bigger title. It's not as big as the world title. It's 10 by 10 inches. But still, it's one of those things where if they would just raise it a little bit, maybe made it by, you know, like 10 by 12 and you add the nameplate on there, I think it would have been a lot better. But that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. My other thing that I had getting a little off this is what CM Punk did the title. And here's something else, dude. That's not the title. The title that he threw on the ground, that was not the real title. That was actually a different title. I know that for a fact because I'm a title belt whore. I pick it apart all the time. The one remember when CM Punk won it? Yeah. And then he came out and I'm like, John Cena had it. It was a fake title. That was my thing. So when he threw it on the ground, that kind of ticked me off because it's like, you just disgraced the title. It does belong in the WWE Hall of Fame for titles. So what are your thoughts on it, dude? I'm sorry. I went on this rant.
No, you're fine. So I agree with you about the title. I like the idea of the side plates because it is a unique and different idea. So the idea of those being interchangeable, that's kind of cool, I think. I agree with you on the nameplate. I actually think that the world title is really the only one I would ever put a nameplate on. I don't think that you really need one for your second tier or third tier title or tag teams. I just think that it's unnecessary.
Okay.
But I also I think that the WCW World Heavyweight Championship, that's my absolute all-time favorite title because it's, you look at that and you say that person is a champion. You just, no matter what, you look at that and you say anything that's that big and that gold, they are the champion. That's for me.
Now here's, okay, so you're saying that that title is above the WWE title?
The WCW one?
Yes.
Well, it's had more Hall of Famers hold it.
Yes.
But one. I'm sorry, but two, really. But anyway, David Arquette and Vince Russo
and DDP. And
people forget Vince Russo is a former WCW World Heavyweight Champion.
WCW.
Anyways,
yes. So let's move on.
But yeah. No. Well, hold on. I want to finish my thought though on the world title. So the world title, I don't like the fact that it's a giant WW in the middle. That's actually something I don't like. If you look back to the Winged Eagle, the Attitude Era, or even the Unified WWE title, those titles are unique and they don't have WWF or WWE all over it. It just has a little thing there and then it has the Winged Eagle saying that this is the world champion. And so I don't like that. It's just two giant W's. It's like, who cares about two giant W's? Give me something that's a little more unique and a little more fresh. If it had a giant world in the middle and had some other stuff on there, fine. But I don't like the two large W's in there. Honestly, I think it says Hideous almost says the spinner belt. You know, I just think, you don't need that.
But so, now, if it was just gold in the background, I would have had a huge problem. But I did like the fact they added the black in the background as well. So I got to give them credit. They made it look a little bit better. So anyways, let's move on to our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script install to the free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And use the special coupon code OFFTHEMARK and you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, I'm just going to say it right now. Check out Section 86 Off the Mark page. When you do, WWE Shop just has all these killer deals. Just go through the banner. It's WWE Save 10. Just make sure you click through that banner and you're going to save. They have so many deals going on there. You can spend as little as $50 and you get a deal as well. And you can spend upwards of, I think it's like $250 and you get deals as well. So if you want that new title belt, hey, just click through the Section 86 Off the Mark section and go there. And make sure you check out highspots.com. So let's move on to Impact Wrestling this week. So, the Double H, Hulk Hogan, announces that Bully Ray is the new number one contender. Why? How?
So, Andy, do you remember the match that Bully had last week on Impact?
No, I didn't realize he wrestled because he hurt his quad.
Oh, no, no. Actually, he didn't wrestle Andy.
Oh, he didn't.
So, yeah, so Hogan said that, you know, I have some people to pick for the new number one contendership. And, yeah, I'm going to pick my guy Bully over here. So that remember that tournament that they held, which, as I mentioned before, was kind of stupid since you didn't have one winner. You know, you just had four individual winners, and realistically, you only had two individual winners since two of the matches went into, you know, double disqualification. This is honestly, it's kind of poor booking, and TNA should know better. I actually think I'm going to give TNA a lot more crap than I would WWE, because TNA has 2 hours of programming to do, and the writing for this tour. And I understand that, yeah, you know, you did four shows in four nights. Nonetheless, writing for this tour, though, you should have this stuff so tightly done, and not just this loose. We have to find a way to get Bully to be the number one contender. Okay, let's have a mini tournament, you know, this past Thursday. Okay, these four people move on, and then, you know, they go and they take on each other. And then, you know, for the main event, we're going to have Bully take on Kurt Angle, and then the winner takes on Jeff Hardy. That's a really good match. You know, you could do something like that. I don't understand why they didn't. Honestly, this really, really makes me mad because of just how crappy of booking this is.
Yeah, I completely agree. It just, to me, it seems completely out of left field. Why would you have a tournament and then say, I'm going to give it to Bully Ray? Here's what I think is going to happen, and I don't want to talk about it too much, but I'm just going to say it right now. Bully Ray, head of Aces and Eights. Just saying. It makes sense. Have him win the title against Jeff Hardy. Have Ace come out and beat up Jeff Hardy. Bully wins at Lockdown. Because remember, it's their first pay-per-view at a kind of a big place. Why not? You gotta have at least two big swerves in that show to make it successful, I think. And for people to talk about it when it was at the, you know, the Owl Dome, this is what happened. You know, this is when Bully Ray revealed that he was the heads of Aces and Eights and Brooks married to him, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's how I look at it. Like, so unfortunately, because of this, I think they blew the Aces and Eights storyline. Hopefully this ends soon. Also, something else that's happening on Lockdown is that we got Kurt Angle versus Wes Briscoe. And I can't figure out why it's Wes Briscoe and not Garrett Bischoff, or Garrett Bischoff and Wes Briscoe versus Kurt Angle.
Yeah, I would think it would have been a handicap match, to be honest.
Yeah.
He did take on Garrett this, you know, past Thursday. And, you know, of course, Briscoe comes out and interferes. And, you know, that leads to, well, first of all, Kurt Angle should never win by DQ against Garrett Bischoff. I don't care, you know, who you are. He should make him tap out and then get attacked afterwards. You know, that's how you book that, because, you know, Garrett is David Flair, basically. So, I know that is a little nice. I actually like Wes Briscoe. I may catch a little bit of crap for this. I actually kind of like him. I think he has a pretty good look. You know, he was on the mic. It was, I think, 2 weeks ago, and he was okay. I think that he could get polished a little bit more. And I think in the ring, you know, we could maybe polish him up a little bit. But I think that he has a legitimate shot at becoming someone who is a staple for TNA and then possibly even WWE. So I think that this is good, that this is them pushing Wes Briscoe and trying to help make a young star.
And also with Wes Briscoe, I could see him maybe getting a 4-month run at a major title, as in like the heavyweight, the main title of the company. I could see that, but I don't see him doing it an extended period of time. I just see him getting a good run. And then I see him still being like upper mid card, almost main event status at times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It's small with him. And here's the other thing, too. With him, it's small things. Mike's stuff can be worked out in just a few weeks. The wrestling, you know, matches, that could take a few months, because he's that good where it would only take, you know, maybe give him 4 months, 4 to 6 months. And then I think he'd be perfectly polished in the ring. But also, I think if he was to go with if he went to WWE and did the NXT stuff, I think that would help him out, because they're doing a lot of, like, their matches are basic, but then some things are advanced. That's the one thing. That's why I'm digging NXT so much. That's why I love watching the show. I mean, it's so good. I just wish I didn't have to download it every week. But yeah, that's Wes Briscoe. I do agree with you on that, surprisingly. But Garrett Bischoff, I'm telling you right now, I don't see anything with him.
Oh. I agree. It's kind of like Brad Maddox, you know, over in WWE. I kind of feel the same way. And it's, you know, not because he has the Bischoff name, because Maddox, you know, I think that they're pretty much the exact same. Honestly, those two should come together and form a tag team called, you know, the generic kids with black hair and don't know how to talk on the mic. That's what they should do. Anyway, Andy, so Kenny King took on RVD in an X Division match. You know, really good stuff here. The only thing that kind of worries me a little is that they really are only showing off, what, three X Division wrestlers, Kenny King, Zema Ion, and RVD. And I, you know, we talked about when we first started the show, you know, way back when, 3 years ago, we talked about how much TNA, like how they had the X Division and how that was the biggest reason why you should be watching TNA. And now it's been whittled down to like three people, and then randomly you'll have a couple people show up here and there. Does this worry you at all?
It does. It also worries me that Kid Cash wasn't in the match. I was really thinking that he was going to be there. But but yeah, you're right. The fact that there's three main guys, why not bring like Amazing Red in real quick? There's a lot of guys out there that you can bring in, have them do a 3 month tour and then get them out. And then, you know, you could keep refreshing it. That's the one thing, because I think that's going to be the future of wrestling. I don't think having the big guys that are 6'6", you know, 300 pounds or 350 pounds coming out, I don't think that's the future. I think the future is the smaller guys, athletic matches. I think that's the future. And, you know, it's one of those things. TNA has that. They have that. They're so close.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I think that is hurting them right now. They really need to push the X Division, and that's it. Bring some, like I said, bring guys in for 3 month contracts, and then have them, you know, go. I mean, they did that with I think Jigsaw, if I'm correct. They could bring other guys from Ring of Honor and also you know, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. They could bring those guys in for like a quick tour, and then, you know, you can boot them out, and then it stays fresh. And if those guys were good that 3 months and 3 or 6 months, bring them back in for, you know, some more time.
Yeah. Now, Andy, in general, what were your thoughts on the overseas tour for TNA?
Truthfully, I think they failed. I think this is a failed tour. I mean, you know, they had the fans come out, and it looks like they borrowed a lot of stuff from other wrestling places. But when it's all said and done, I think it was a failure. I think.
What about it do you think is a failure?
Okay, I guess the tour itself wasn't a failure, but I think the booking was a failure on the tour. I guess that's what I should clarify. It. The tour itself was great. It was a moneymaker for them. Lots of fans came out. They sold, if I'm correct, they sold every place they went to, was sold out. But I think the booking of the shows that they had, the tape shows, I think that was that part was a failure. That's how I feel about it.
Interesting. Interesting. I'll say this about the tour. I would agree with you on the bookings. I think that they didn't do as well as they could have. But I did think that they did a really good job in selling out those places. If you go to an Impact taping like we did, and seeing how few people were in there and how people weren't that energetic, and then you go and you watch them over in the UK, and Garrett Bischoff and Wes Briscoe's promo when they were trying to cut it, they couldn't because people were just drowning them out. And you see how big of a stadium they were in and how it was packed. They were hanging from the rafters, you know, just to see them. And I think that's, you know, bodes well for TNA. And if you're turning on the TV set for the very first time to watch TNA and you see how big that is, you're going to think, wow, these, you know, this is a big deal.
And the thing is, this was edited. So they, when they were producing the show, they couldn't even drown out the noise because it was coming through the mics that they were talking in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I found kind of funny, because it did, because to me, I'm wondering if they tried and said, whatever, we can't do anything about it, we might as well just leave it in. That's what I'm wondering, if that's what happened.
Yeah.
Because they could have done some, you know, they could have done some ADR on that, but they, yeah, still nothing. So let's move on to our weekly topic this week. We have the road to WrestleMania. So what about, is Cena / CM Punk versus Rock? Which one, you know, is it going to be Cena versus Rock, or is it going to be CM Punk versus Rock?
Let's be honest here. It's going to be Cena Rock. It's going to be twice in a lifetime. We know that. There is a possible monkey wrench, though, that can be thrown in there, and that is Punk. I'm going to throw something out there. So next week on Raw, we could see Punk and Cena go to a draw, and then Punk, Cena, Rock, and a triple threat at WrestleMania. That could potentially happen. You know, we don't know. That, like I said, this is a possibility. If not, though, let's just say Cena beats him outright, so that way Cena can get, you know, his heat back since he's never beat Punk cleanly. It's going to be Cena v. Rock Part 2. This match alone, I mean, it sold a ton of pay-per-views last year. Do you think that this is going to be one that'll sell for you or for anyone you know?
Unfortunately, it will sell. Okay, I get it. Shouldn't say unfortunately. It will sell more. There will be more buys because The Rock's going to be promoting it. I wonder if he's going to be carrying the new title around with him too. Because if he does, that promotes it even more. Like, yes, I am the WWE champion. As soon as he says that he's the WWE champion, he doesn't have to say anything else. He can throw out WrestleMania as well. If, you know, that pretty much that's all he has to say. And I bet you that they get an extra. You know, I'd almost say they'd get an extra 50,000 buys just because he said that. And because it's going to be said more than just once. It'll be said more and more times. They may even have him come out and actually say, I am the WWE World Champion, and you can check me out at WrestleMania on, I think it's April 7th, if I'm correct. That will actually, that promoting that he does is going to be huge. And if they say, oh, here's the star of G.I. Joe, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who's also the WWE Champion, as soon as that says, that puts more buys out there. And by the way, do you know that there's still WrestleMania seats available?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a pretty big deal. You know, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, they'll end up selling it out because I'm sorry, but if I'm vacation, I'm in the area or I'm close enough where it would take like, you know, 4 or 5 hours to drive there. And hey, they have tickets for WrestleMania at Nosebleed for $50.
I would do it.
I would probably do it then.
So, Andy, let's move on, though, to the next biggest match, which is going to be Triple H versus Brock Lesnar. And, you know, let's be honest here. This is being set up. Brock Lesnar, you know, attacked Vince McMahon. Triple H wants to get his heat back and beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, which makes sense why their SummerSlam match, why Brock Lesnar won. Because we were talking about how Brock Lesnar is probably going to lose this because Triple H has to, you know, be like, oh, I'm better than him because I've never beat him before. So instead it was, well, I do want to beat him, but I'd rather beat him at WrestleMania where it's going to help me out. So Triple H, Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. What do you think?
Ego versus money. That's what it is. No matter how you look at it, it's ego versus money. Triple H's ego versus the ton of money that you're paying Brock Lesnar. That's what it is. I mean, there's no other thing. And since they paid him, he's going to have the job to the ego guy, which is Triple H. Triple H hasn't wrestled. He doesn't really look like a wrestler anymore. He looks more like an executive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see it, but it's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
The other thing that's most likely going to happen, we'll find out on Raw, but Undertaker versus CM Punk. Now, this match would have mattered to me if CM Punk was the champion.
I don't know about that, but I
streak versus streak, dude. That's a huge, huge storyline. Streak versus streak.
Yeah, and I definitely understand that. But I don't why would they even have a match? And why is this just going to get randomly thrown together? And what's going to happen afterwards? You know, where do they go from here? How do they make this worthwhile after this is done? Because Punk is, you know, my prediction is that Punk is going to get buried this year. You know, that's my prediction. And I think that it's probably going to end up happening because, you know, they're throwing this match with Undertaker there. Why? There's no need for it. None.
Except to get Undertaker to go 20-0.
I think he's already 20-0. I think he'd be 21-0, won't he?
It doesn't matter. That's how much that streak that's one of those streaks, in all seriousness, that I just don't care about anymore. You know, he has a streak, whatever. It's over with.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I don't care. I just don't care. You know, if he was to, he should have wrestled someone that was young, like a Randy Orton, had Randy Orton beat him. And then Randy Orton always talks about how he broke the Taker streak at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He you know, Orton's my age. He still has a good 10, 15 years left. If Orton would have beat him 5 years ago, he could still be talking about it. He is the legend killer, Randy Orton. And he took out the, you know, the undefeated, you know, the undefeated WrestleMania, you know, Mark Calloway Undertaker.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. I don't know. I don't think that this is going to have as big of a, it's not going to be as big of a deal, I think, as WWE is expecting it to be. And so, you know, taking a look at these matches, and first of all, these three that we've talked about already, all of them have already happened. Cena Rock happened at last year's WrestleMania. Triple H and Brock happened at SummerSlam. Taker and Punk happened in two consecutive pay-per-views about 2 years ago. So these three are just rehashes. And the next one that's going to happen is Alberto Del Rio taking on Jack Swagger, which I don't know if this has happened or not. If it has, it obviously wasn't a big high-profile match. But with what's going on with Swagger right now, we don't know if this is even going to go down.
I think it'll end up going down. They've invested too much time into it. You know, if something's going to happen with Jack Swagger, it's going to happen over the weekend. They're probably going to wait till really late at like on a Saturday night at like 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and then release him if they were going to do that. But they've already invested with Zeb Coulter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they've already invested money into him. They've invested, you know, Swagger winning Elimination Chamber, and then they started promoting the fact that he's basically a racist. You know, it's one of those things. Do you wait? Didn't someone get suspended and then drop the title and get? Oh, that's right, R-Truth. Didn't he have a title at one point and then all of a sudden get suspended?
Yeah.
And then wasn't someone's suspension delayed by like 2 weeks so he could wrestle John Cena? If I'm correct, I don't remember who it was off the top of my head, but I do remember us talking about that. Actually, I think it might have been Randy Orton the second time.
Yeah.
But no, yeah,
you know, yeah, basically, I honestly, this year's WrestleMania, I'm not super excited for the lead up to it, because these are the matches that we know is going to happen. We don't know if there's any others going to be announced. It's 5-6 weeks away, and you know, we only have one confirmed two confirmed matches. We need to get more. You know, they need to get me happy, enticed, and just excited for this year's WrestleMania. They need to have 8 or 9 matches on the card, and they also need to be unpredictable. I can tell you right now, looking at this card, we are going to have Cena, Triple H, Undertaker, and Alberto Del Rio win. You know, before this, I would say maybe Swagger, but because of his recent legal troubles, ADR easily. So
I disagree. I think Swagger would win, and then I think that something happens to him, Ziggler finally cashes in.
Well, it, you know, throwing in there Ziggler cashing in, yeah, of course. But anyway, so that's kind of my thoughts. I don't know if I'm that excited for it. Give me a couple of weeks. When we do our WrestleMania special, that's when I'll tell you for sure if I'm excited.
Yep, and of course, if you guys just are starting to tune into our weekly podcast, it is a weekly podcast too. We do a WrestleMania pre-show and post-show. Post-show is always released as soon as I get done editing it after the show, and we're trying to bring a couple of guests on as well, which I know hopefully we can get a couple friends of the show on as well. So I'm looking forward to this show. It's going to be, I think it's the rest of this WrestleMania. I think it'll be a good one when it's all said and done, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, make sure you check out those shows, the pre-show and the post-show at section86.com. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.